Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Dear Nathan and Ben, I'll be applying this cycle with a 4.0 undergraduate GPA and a 172 LSAT, and I'm now somewhat stuck on my personal statement. Okay, good problem to have. You've got your GPA and your LSAT score behind you, and they're great numbers. So really, this is where we
great
want
GPA,
people to be stuck.
Good LSAT.
Yeah. Throughout high school and undergrad, I took no extracurriculars other than sports and only 3 internships that each lasted a few months. Would it be a mistake to view the personal statement and resume portions of apps as somewhat of a formality? I'm planning on applying to most of the T14, 2 ranked 16 schools, okay, and Fordham, Pepperdine, LMU as safeties and for scholarships. Not to sound conceited or complacent, but how much consideration should I really give the personal statement outside of making sure it's well-written and formatted correctly?
The ranked 16 schools, by the way, are Texas, Vanderbilt, and Minnesota. Oh, and USC. Pick 2 out of the 4.
Okay. Sounds good. Honestly, I would write something that puts a positive, focus on something in your life, something positive in your life. But yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
You're a K through JD, and law schools admit tons and tons of K through JDs. There's been some talk and some evidence that the top of the top 14, I'm thinking of Harvard specifically, has been emphasizing work experience in their law school applications recently. They still admit plenty of K through JDs, though, because it's a gigantic school. But yeah, I mean, 172 is not knocking it out of the park at the top of the top 14.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. So like, that's why I said you have a great GPA, you have a good LSAT. 172, awesome. You know, fine, nice, great. But it's not 99th percentile.
Yep.
And again, there have been twice as many 175s and higher since the test went online. So like 175s, you know, used to be 99.9 percentile, and it's just not anymore. The 99th percentile is ticking up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, it was always like around 173, right? And now it's more like 174, maybe 175. And Harvard, Stanford, Yale, I think they happily turned down 4.0 172 applicants because they get a lot of those.
Yep.
All these other schools, you're probably a great candidate with those numbers. And especially because you are K through JD, I do think that the personal statement and the resume portion of the applications is kind of like a formality.
Yeah.
You know, you have the qualifications on paper. 4.0, 172. Fordham is interested. Pepperdine is interested. Loyola Marymount is interested. All those schools are interested. Now, USC, which I know is on your list because you're applying to all these, 2 out of the 4 top 16. I know you're applying to USC. Yeah. USC 168, 50th percentile. So the LSAT's still killing it for USC. UCLA, I'm sure, is on your list. That's a 171 median. So you're still great for UCLA. You do want to make sure it's well written. You do want to make sure it's formatted and edited. You do want to answer the question that they're asking you.
Yeah, don't offend anybody. Just make it not memorable.
They always say, don't try to tell us what we want to hear. But I think you should absolutely just tell them what you think they want to hear. You know, don't lie, but just emphasize that you're a good student. You worker bee.
You did this while doing sports. I mean, you kind of dismissed that, but that's nothing. That's not nothing.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and even if those are just like intramural sports, you can absolutely say during my undergrad, I made academics my priority.
while still pursuing my interest in whatever.
Yeah, right. I focused on academia because that was my priority during undergrad. And so, yeah, I did some sports and I did some internships so that I could get exposed to some different areas of whatever. But my primary focus was really my grades, and that there's nothing wrong with that. No shame in that at all. And when you've got that 4.0, I mean, yeah. Anything more for Anonymous?
No. I'm glad you're applying to several schools. That's great. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.